From WDAV Classical Public Radio and South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with World of Opera. Great composers have often produced extraordinary music at the end of their lives. Music like this, the Kyrie from the Requiem Mass by Mozart, his final composition. For this particular movement, Mozart went back to one of music's most traditional forms, the fugue. Yet its first listeners found the Requiem radical. They were shocked by its unguarded emotions. Even Beethoven, himself an artistic radical, called the work too wild and terrible. Yet late in his life, Beethoven came up with some wild and terrible music of his own, and he also went back to basics to do it. Like Mozart's Kyrie, this music is a fugue. It's Beethoven's famous Große Fuge, or Great Fugue, from one of his late string quartets. It's often cited as the epitome of Beethoven's late style. Music so introverted and contemplative, yet so deeply expressive, that it seems to have moved into a new dimension, an austere netherworld that's barely comprehensible. And there was another great composer who turned to the venerable fugue in a late burst of creativity. Now, it's hardly surprising that J.S. Bach, who wrote fugues throughout his career, would also turn to the form late in life. This music is from his massive Art of Fugue. He died before finishing it. The manuscript actually goes blank in the middle of a phrase, leaving performances of the score to end in midstream. So, late in life, Bach, Mozart, and Beethoven all turned back to the age-old fugue, and in ways that were anything but nostalgic or sentimental. It's as though they chose this highly structured form as a way of exerting control over their art at a time when control of their lives was deserting them, as if they were using the rigorous requirements of the fugue to make stern, even dire statements about life and the sad reality of its end. And then there was Giuseppe Verdi. Verdi made a career of deadly serious operas with stories of titanic historical struggles, doomed romances, and murderous revenge. So when it came time for his final drama, when he was well into his 70s, you'd think he might have written the most tragic of them all. Instead, he came up with Falstaff, one of the greatest comic operas ever composed. All told, Falstaff may be the most cheerful and optimistic valedictory by any great artist. Yet in the opera's brilliant final chorus, Verdi couldn't resist. He took its carefree message that all the world's a joke and man is born a jokester and set it as a fugue. This time on World of Opera, Verdi's Falstaff comes to us from one of opera's legendary venues, La Scala, in Milan, the same theater where it premiered more than 120 years ago. The stars include Nicola Alaimo in the title role, Ava May as Alice Ford, and Laura Polverelli as Meg Page, in a production led by conductor Daniele Gatti.